Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our guest is as good as mine. Cut up our categories today. The top 10 pets in America and your 10 favorite donuts. But first, a few emails here from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Things that were dangerous as a kid there that you probably wouldn't let your own kids play with, guys. The three-wheeler. Always a near-death experience is when my buddy and I would ride it. Stop making them for a reason, I guess. They did.
They did.
They were everywhere. And then they went to the quad.
Right. Because they realized, maybe that one wheel in front, not such a good idea. But keep in mind, you know, at that time, we were growing up on big wheels. So as a kid, the idea of three-wheelers, you're like, right, that's what's cool.
Sure. And the problem with that one wheel was that it would take a complete 45-degree angle. Mm-hmm. So in the case of a girl I went to high school with, she got in a situation where her front wheel popped up, but when it came down, the wheel, instead of going straight, went sideways. Therefore, the handlebar was now a projectile into her chest and into her face. So she crashed into it. No, she had to have a lot of surgery. She orbital bone shattered.
Went through her eye?
Basically went through her eye socket.
Jesus, man.
Oh, yeah. I never will forget that. I was like, because we used to ride them all the time. I was like, these are great.
Well, dude, they did it with golf carts, too.
Oh, that's right.
Same difference.
Like, they basically just got one of the three, like, yeah, those don't exist.
It's just not a good idea.
As far as parents saving childhood art, hola, gentlemen, my dad is a surprisingly sentimental guy. When my parents downsized to a smaller home a few years ago, he gave my brother and I each a large moving box filled with all of the art we'd ever given him as children. Mind you, we're both in our late 30s at this time. He had cherry-picked his favorites over the years, mostly displayed in his office, some framed, but there was plenty left to store for the past two-plus decades. I didn't know what I would ever do with my construction paper, glitter, and cotton ball creations, so I had a cathartic burning of the childhood in my backyard fire pit. I was a markedly untalented child artist, but I could still make a fire. Stay beautiful. Cheers, guys. That from the lovely Stephanie.
Can we please do something to make glitter go away? Because, again, right, I went through childhood, and yes, glitter's a part of my childhood. And then I had a good 35, 40-year stretch where glitter wasn't even part of my anything. Then I have kids, and once they leave the house and start doing projects, like, glitter is back. And the problem is, if you bring in one piece of glitter, much like bunnies in Australia, it multiplies and ends up all over your home.
My kids are like 4 or 5 years old and like, here, Dad, I want to give you some artwork, you know, for your office. You can hang up, whatever. I still have it back in the filing cabinet in our office.
You didn't hang it up?
But they gave it to me. Well, I used to hang it up in the old
I'm
office.
Just saying, what about now?
I can hang it up now, but it's just crazy that they gave it and we're all still in a different office. You know what I mean? And now they're like adults and I've still got this.
And you still have it.
Still have that art back there in the filing cabinet. It's about Flyer, who's a bug.
Mm-hmm. Did it have glitter on it?
It might. I'll go check during the break, actually, because I was just thinking that.
That means everything.
I got it back there. I'll go look real quick.
Everything in the file cabinet has glitter if it does.
There's too many factions of people that still love glitter. It's never leaving.
Who? I mean, other than children.
Women?
I don't know women that like glitter. Now, there are some products that use so they can spark.
Women do, but not
like
moms.
But that's
don't.
Different, man. Not just like a handful. My kids, man, they had this probably 4 years ago. And I could not believe how good they were being because they had 3 or 4 friends over. They're down in the basement, whatever. My daughter runs up and asks me if I can open this bag of confetti. I said, oh, yeah, sure. And then she's going back downstairs. What are you guys doing anyway? She's like, oh, we're having a confetti party. I still don't give it any thought. About 10 minutes later, I'm like, maybe I should check on this. And I kind of wish I hadn't. I can't even explain So this basement is a very large basement. And this part of the basement is probably about 800 square feet on its own, right? It is an inch thick of confetti and glitter from one corner to the other. And these girls are scooping up handfuls and throwing it up in the air.
Now, Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun, Dad.
Dude, I've never seen four little girls have so much fun and be so angry all at the same time. So I didn't say anything. I just said, hey, guys, we're going to need to stop doing this. It took us probably 3 months to clean it all up.
For an all-in-one. Yeah.
We had to tear up the carpet, and we tore it up for a different reason, but as we're tearing up the carpet, I'm like, there's still like half a gallon of glitter and confetti on this goddamn floor.
As we move on to the birthday shout-outs, Ola guys, can you please wish my son Jacob a happy birthday? We love listening to you guys every day on the way home. How about give him a little kid fish sandwich from the mom and dad with lots of love?
Fish sandwich!
Guys, please give a birthday shout-out. It's Tiny Tim's birthday today. Tiptoe through the tulips, Tiny Tim. I would like to hear the Dirty Germans talk about what my man's going to do to my tulips tonight. Thank you, guys. That from Crystal.
Yeah, it's a little strange thing, the agricultural world. I believe he'll be planting sausage in the tulips tonight.
Yes, my impression is he's going to pollinate your tulip.
Yeah.
See, it's pretty simple.
Might get an allergy.
I thought they were talking about going to the tulip festival.
Yeah, that is what she calls her pants.
Oh, yeah.
The tulip festival.
Oh,
totally yeah, it's her tulips tonight.
That's the name of my underwear brand for women.
So I hope this Tiny Tim has that nickname because he plays a small guitar.
Howdy, y'all. Today is that day. Our lovely redhead Bridget, the ginger midget, celebrates her birthday. She's become a wonderful and loving part of our family and has a heart as big as the sky and so much love for others. So how about an old school Alan Thicke and Coach Ted with some advice for just being an amazing and loving person? That from the Elk Plain Drifter, Amy Jean, and the rest of the Double S Ranch family.
Uh-oh, look out.
I'll tell you what, it's a pretty simple one. Apparently, you're already doing a good job, so let's just keep doing it. Now, for a lot of teams, it's hard. Once you get on top, everybody's coming for you. But you're already there. You've reached the pinnacle. Now you got to repeat. And don't forget to run the ball.
Guys, can you wish my wife, Linda, a happy 49th birthday? We love you all for us, and you're having a loving soul from your fat husband and your boy, Poot. How about giving her a Wendy Orifice and a Homer Simpson fish sandwich, please?
Oh, no. Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Bitchy. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
All right, it's good day. A contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now, 206-421-ROCK. Time for a few extra emails. Subject, urgent for Steve. If Steve doesn't already know, there's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream out made by Dreyer's. It is delicious. That from Todd. Have you tried that yet?
I am aware of it. I have not tried it yet. Okay. But I appreciate people with a good looking out.
Guys, same friend, two stories involving the bathroom. Olmacholas, my best friend, and I are not unlike Miles and Thrill. What? Get the two of us in a room and we'll outdrink everybody by a country mile. Well, back in 2018, him and I were in Manchester for a stereophonics gig. We got blacked before and after the concert because, well, that's what we do. We had a few different pubs after the gig, but eventually I went back to our Airbnb without him because I knew I'd had more than enough. He stayed behind and chatted with some others who were also post-concert pub crawling. Next morning, I wake up to use the toilet. There's my friend in the bathtub, passed out in his birthday suit face up. Twig and berries, full view. Only about 2 inches of water, so thankfully not enough to drown him. Same year, we're both at a house party, and once again, he's had a bit too much, so he's off to use the toilet. The bathroom, however, did not have a lock, so people could open the door if there wasn't any response after giving a quick knock. One of the partygoers enters the bathroom after not getting any response after knocking, and there's my friend, passed out on the toilet, pants around his ankles and all. And, of course, he's dead weight when passed out. So now, nobody can use the toilet until he's finally forced awake. I don't think he's been invited to a party since. That night, actually. Later, bitches, that from Sean in England. what else we got here? As far as a movie theater scam is concerned, we talk about these every once in a while.
Movie theater scam?
Yeah. All the guys, I used to work at Lewis and Clark Movie Theater, and they did soda inventory by cups and not liquid. Same situation right with my buddy Craig. I had a cousin that worked the concessions, and I was the one who cleaned the theaters out. Well, I'd go collect the cups, wash them out in the restroom sink, and take them to my cousin at the concession stand. And, well, he'd resell the cups with new soda in them and pocket the money. He'd give me a percentage. We're making pretty good damn cheddar there. Granted, I was 15. That from Chris in Renton. And one more. That smell. Bitches, I've had a rough go of it, and I've been homeless with my kids twice. It sucks. The part that a lot of people don't talk about is the aftermath, a.k.a. the total asshole type places that someone who is just homeless can afford to live in once they get out of that situation. Slumlord, who owned the terrible apartment I had, was the New York accent, you get what you pay for kind of property owner. Well, I bought weed from one of my neighbors, and they had a nasty smelling apartment. They claimed it was because they were growing fire, but there's no weed that smells like that. Fast forward a couple months, I'm short on rent, so the slumlord offered to let me clean out the apartment where I had previously purchased my weed. Apparently, those folks had left without paying or any notice. Naturally, I was curious as to whether or not I would find that mystery smell or not. Oh boy, that was my first time really regretting my insatiable curiosity. As I opened the front door to this two-bedroom apartment, it was like I'd been kicked in the gut and the throat at the same time. I immediately threw up, barely making it land on the sidewalk instead of all over myself. It was like months of old, moldy laundry, dead things, and stale beer mixed with cigarette butter and body odor. For the next week, I would start my day there by wearing two masks, opening every window, propping the front door open, and burning no less than three sticks of incense in whatever corner I worked in. The entire apartment was covered in clothes, spiky high heels, food, garbage, and there was a huge fish tank half full with a beautiful fish in it. I had a fish tank, so I rescued the fish. They lived many years after that. But just bagging up the trash or removing things like the high heels from the walls was futile. On the third day, I made it to the kitchen sink where it was full of dishes and three pairs of jeans on top. I was still bagging up clothes at this point, so I picked up the jeans, and a waterfall of maggots fell at my feet, where an entire family pack of pork chops once existed. There were only maggots anymore, and the smell hit me through two masks all over again. I ran out, threw up again. I moved out the day my lease was up, and my kids remember that place as the place where a giant mushroom grew in the bathroom. Public yours. That from the lovely Serena in Seattle. All right, I think it's time for Low Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line, and then from there, you pick from one or two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Aaron, welcome to the program, and Your Guess is as good as mine. All right, your categories today, Aaron. We have the top 10 most popular pets in the United States. I know you know this, Aaron. Okay. Yesterday was National Pet Day, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Sure. Then we have the 10 American favorite types of donuts. So they had a National Donut Day. They asked people, what are your 10 favorite types of donuts? So do you want to go with the 10 most popular pets or the 10 most favorite donuts in the United States?
That's a tough choice. I'm
going to
have to go with donuts.
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 All right. Nice. All right, Aaron. Well, believe it or not, like any other day, they just had a National Donut Day. But they did collect the 10 favorite types of donuts according to a survey in honor of said National Donut Day. And Aaron, the way we would play Your Guess is as good as mine, you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So what do you think are some of America's favorite types of donuts?
Well, I think a no-brainer is a maple bar.
Maple bar. I'm trying to decide. Really? You know what? I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm not going to say you're right. We're going to pass on this one, and we'll come back to it. Because I'm not sure. I might have to get Ted to give me a little insight here. Because I'm not sure.
Is it a maple donut, but not a bar?
I believe that was what I was trying to say. You want to say maple donut?
Maple donut, yeah.
Yeah, it's number six.
All right.
Yeah, that's the same maple bar.
Well, and names of donuts also can be regional.
True. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right. Thank you, Ted.
Aaron, so far, one for one. Not bad. Maple donut is on the list. It is number seven. Or six.
Apple fritter.
Apple fritter. Okay. Not on the list.
I'm a fan of the apple fritter myself. It's the only way I eat apples, sadly.
It is kind of crazy that it gets it. Like, but I still think of a fritter as different than a donut.
It is. Think more donut.
You know what, man? Look, there's always the honey glaze.
Glazed donut. Glaze, right. Chocolate donut.
It's not that, Aaron, you didn't name two very popular pastry items, just neither one technically a donut.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go with the glazed donut.
Glazed donut's number one. You cannot go wrong with a glazed donut. I think that's the Krispy Kreme signature.
That's the standard, yeah.
Even if I go to Krispy Kreme, I'm hesitant to try a new flavor because their regular glazed donut is so good.
I think, like Ted said, there's chocolate donuts, there's chocolate frosted donuts.
Yeah, I mean, I would say chocolate frosted.
The sprinkles, the Bavarian cream ones, which I don't like, and jelly-filled slash powdered. Those are the only ones I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty generic when you get down to it.
But I think they're generic because they're popular.
My next guess would be a chocolate donut.
Chocolate donut. That would be number five on the list. It's called a chocolate cake donut, and it is on the list as the fifth most favorite donut here in the United States. All right, Aaron, so far, chocolate cake, maple, and glazed, all correct. You've gotten 3 out of 10. 7 remain with only 1 strike against you.
Dude, I would still go with chocolate frosting.
Old-fashioned. Old-fashioned.
But I think, isn't the old-fashioned, isn't that just the glazed donut? Or am I wrong about that?
An old-fashioned.
It's a different type of bread. It's a different type of batter, isn't it?
I don't know, man. I really don't. Like, in my mind, an old-fashioned would be glazed, but then again, I'm not a donut expert.
Pretty more of a cake rather than a...
I would just say go with chocolate frosted, and that is, like, the standard after the glaze.
All right, chocolate frosted.
Number three.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, all man. Right. Like, I think we're overthinking it.
There's also, man, the standard powdered donut.
Yep.
All right, has jelly inside. I'm guessing a cruller's going to be on there. Cruller.
Is I call them crullers.
Man, I just don't freaking know. But you know what I'm talking about. I think those are delicious, yeah.
They're great.
All right, how are you guys feeling about a cinnamon twist?
Is that a donut?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, man. How do I feel about
donut.
It? Personally, I love it. I just don't know if it's going to be on the list.
Bear claws are kind of famous.
Yeah, let's do Bear Claw. I like it, Ted. I like it.
Bear Claw number 8.
Hey!
All right, so far, Aaron, you've gotten Bear Claw correct. Maple donut, chocolate cake, chocolate frosted, and glazed. You're halfway to home. 1 strike against you. There are 5 donuts remaining.
There's got to be something filled. There's got to be something filled on the list.
There are two filled donuts on the list. That is correct.
Yeah, jelly, and then, what'd you say, Bavarian, or sometimes that's Boston.
Boston, I don't know if there's a difference. I'm sure there is. I don't care.
Let's do a jelly-filled donut.
Number 4. Jelly is 4. Chocolate cake, 5. Chocolate frosted, 3. Glaze, number 1. You're missing the number 2 donut.
I mean, Thoreau might have been right with just powdered donut.
Let's do powdered donut.
Let's do powdered donut. That comes in at number 9.
Ooh.
Powdered sugar donut.
I'm just picturing someone, without asking, grabs a dozen donuts, mixes it up, says they're available like in your kit. What are just the standard things they put in there that aren't crazy? So that's why I think the powdered, the cruller, whatever.
How about a sugar donut?
Ooh. Well, you just did that, a powdered sugar donut.
I thought there's a sugar donut.
Yeah, there's a sugar one.
Yeah.
My guess is that it's not on the list.
I gave you a powdered sugar. Yep. All right, Aaron, what's your next guess?
Let's do a cream-filled donut.
Let's do a cream-filled donut. Boston cream, number 2.
That's number 2.
There we go.
That's number 2.
That's surprising. I really don't like Boston cream.
I love them.
Glaze, number 1. I love them, too. Boston cream, number 2. Chocolate frosted, number 3. A jelly donut is 4. And chocolate cake, 5. Followed by maple at 6. You've gotten 8 out of 10, Aaron. Still only 1 strike against you.
Man, I'm going to guess... sprinkled donut, because again, that seems to be in the random dozen that someone brought in. Right?
Maybe pink frosted?
Pink frosted, that's strong.
It shows up a lot.
Does that have a name, or is it just pink frosted?
Pink frosted. Yep.
Okay.
I'll do pink frosted.
Do pink frosted, because it's number 10.
All right.
All right, Aaron.
Here we go. Ted, you're on it, buddy.
You've got 1 donut left. You've got 2 strikes against you. This is one you don't think about very often, but when you get it in there, you're like, you know what? This is a good donut. My favorite donut, honestly, is not on the list. It's just the standard cake donut with a little handle on the side that you dunk your coffee in like a 90-year-old man. Just like a regular cake donut with nothing powdered on it.
Oh, you mean just plain
just right, like a plain cake donut.
Yeah, just a plain cake donut.
I was like, what are you
90 already?
Have you seen the ones with the handle on the side?
No.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Miles, I'm on your side, man. That's my favorite, too.
Yeah, I love that, man. Is that going to be your guess?
Gosh.
Even though it's not on the list?
Oh, man. No, it's not going to be my guess because we're too rare. We're a rare breed.
Again, I don't know, but I'm sick of
it.
Cruller, cruller. Stick with that one. Did you guess sprinkle donut or no?
Okay, sprinkle donut.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't guess that one.
That's not good. All right, here you go. Here are the top 10 donuts as they celebrated National Donut Day not too long ago. And they surveyed Americans on their favorite types of donuts. Number 10 is Pink Frosted.
All right.
Number 9 is Powdered Sugar. Number 8 is the Bear Claw. Aaron missed number 7. And number 7 only. That would be the Blueberry Donut.
Really?
Maple was 6, chocolate cake 5, jelly 4, chocolate frosted 3, Boston cream 2, and your glazed donut is number 1.
Huh.
There you go. With your guess,
it's I would have never gotten the blueberry.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check out with Mike Hawk. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a former Instagram model was arrested after she threatened to blow up a plane from Australia to New Zealand because they wouldn't give her a free glass of wine.
And that's the decision you made.
Right. Well
done.
Did
she not have money?
I think it was more the principle of the matter, Ted.
The principle being that if you want wine, you got to pay for it.
That's
right in her mind.
Yeah.
Right. That is the principle of the matter.
No. She is a former model, so she needs to be given these things.
So maybe if you're a current model, it's on the house. But you're a former model, so it's formally free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can anybody be a former Instagram model?
Yeah, take a picture of yourself,
account.
Post it on
Instagram.
Yeah,
pretty much.
What is the qualification to actually be an Instagram model? Do you have to be modeling clothing, makeup line, or can you just take pictures?
I think if you are legit, because like you guys are saying, anyone can be. But the people that make money doing it, I go, okay.
Right, yeah.
Right, this has become a professional thing. I get it. Or when all these products reach out to you, you know, for product placement, you go like, okay.
I will wear that.
You know what? Here's the difference. You're a social media model versus a social media influencer. An influencer is earning cash. A model took a picture of themselves.
Yes.
I mean, this goes back a few years, Mike.
Talk to me,
Ted. Because then there was always the conversation about, like, what makes a model as opposed to, like, a promo girl.
Oh, I get you.
You know what I mean? It's to be like, I'm a model. Like, ow, you look very attractive, and I like Jaeger when you're wearing that shirt, but does that count as a model?
I mean, like, when you're an aspiring model, because a lot of people, look, models are models, and then a lot of people have photo shoots, but, like, did you pay for the photo shoot or did they pay you for the photo shoot? If you paid for it, you're not modeling. You're aspiring to be, and there's nothing wrong with it. You start where you got to start. But if they paid you, like, if you're getting paid to be there, then yeah, then you're modeling.
But Ted's right. I'm not going to be the guy giving you a Jägermeister at 10 o'clock at night on a tray because I don't look good enough to do that.
Right. But they get paid to do it.
You're right.
All of them are definitely getting paid. Right. So I go like, well, okay.
Well, speaking of explosives, a man in Wisconsin was arrested after he attacked a cook at Applebee's with a bike during an argument.
With a bike?
With a bike.
Swung it at him.
And arresting officers found dynamite in his bag.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know if he was planning on using it at the Applebee's, but he had it.
He'd already thrown the bike through the window at the Applebee's like a month before.
But see, Mike, I think it's how you use your words, right? I don't think he was planning to use dynamite at Applebee's.
Correct.
But at the point that he's assaulting with a bike that he'd previously thrown through the window, I don't think he's above using dynamite at Applebee's.
I don't think you're wrong.
When's the last time you've been to an Applebee's?
It's been too long, Miles.
Okay. Down at my uncle's place in Florida. He loves going to Applebee's, right?
All right.
So we go to Applebee's. Sit at the bar.
Sure.
It's fantastic. Basically, you just get baskets of food, sit there and drink tall beers.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting because they do a little bit more crazy menu items.
Okay.
And basically, you know, if you just want to go around and sit and pick. I can't imagine that being not like a fun place. If someone attacks a manager with a bicycle, I'm going to be like, what in the hell's going on here? This is not the right environment.
No.
We're eating chicken wings and onion rings.
I'm assuming they ran out of riblets. Because you're right, going to Applebee's, you can say whatever you want, but like, man, if we're here, my money says we're going to be having a really good time.
Jalapeno wrapped in bacon, like all these things, mozzarella sticks, like how can you be in a bad mood?
It's a family restaurant, man.
Oh, hell, man.
You have a great time there.
Bar food, it's big, tall, 22-ounce. Do you want a 22-ounce beer? What kind of question is that?
Why, do you have one that's 30?
Yeah, that's right.
This would be a question.
Is that as big as they go?
Yeah, do you have a gallon jug?
A woman in the UK became a part of a rare statistic where she conceived her second child while pregnant with the first, and she gave birth to the twins.
Huh.
Wait, are they twins?
Did they come out at the same time?
They did. They came out at the same time,
look,
I believe.
But wait, if you're conceived, that I still don't, I mean, and look, I know everything's a one in a billion shot. Say this is the case, but like, you're not really twins, though, because twins would be one sperm, but the way the egg divides, right?
Right.
This is two separate eggs, two separate sperm.
In other words,
I know you're born on the same day. I get it, but one had to be slightly premature.
Absolutely, because I put a potato in the oven, right?
Right.
Set it at 400. Going to be in there about an hour and a half. Okay, now that I'm going to put the second potato in there 45
That's
minutes.
That's what
in.
I thought, Miles.
And so then, like, it's only half done.
Right.
So I'm telling you, man.
It's a half done kid.
One potato is going to be terrible.
Maybe.
Well, the one kid probably came out premature, but I think that just, like, it's.
It could also be that the second potato was put in shortly after the first. Now, granted, it's still a little bit premature, but
they're still not twins, right? So say you, even if you don't know you're pregnant yet, right? So I don't know, pregnant you have to be before you can pee on a stick and it tells you, but you're still having sex, so you're pregnant, you're unaware that you're pregnant. Right?
Right.
We have sex again. I hate that I'm saying this to Mike. You're like the ugliest woman I've ever seen. But you and I have sex again, and somehow this weird quirk of nature pops up, right? So you go like, hey, man, we go to the doctor, we get the sonogram, they say, look, you're pregnant twice. Because for them to realize that you got pregnant separately means they had to know they're not twins. Because when you do the sonograms for twins, you know the twins. Right?
Aren't there different kinds of twins, though?
Yes. I mean, there's paternal, there's identical, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're still conceived from one sperm and one shot.
These are
two different shots. Right?
That's what I can't figure out. Like, my kid was premature. And when she came out, I was like, that thing needs to go back in the oven. Like,
right.
Put it back in.
The DiGiorno pizza says like 23 to 26 minutes. Right. You look at 23 and you go, this thing needs about 5 more minutes.
That's right.
That's kind of like my first kid. I was like, that kid needs some more time in there.
Her little turkey plastic pop-up thing.
But they're born on the same day. That technically starts to make them twins.
But
from the same...
I know, the same vagina produces two kids on the same day. I understand that, but I don't know, but I don't feel like the tunnel you climb out of and the time is twins. My understanding, in a way, was always one sperm hit this one particular egg, and then it does what it does.
I got a feeling that we're going to cover this on Friday's show.
This is going to be a good thing for the birds and the bees.
So, for Friday, then, I'm gonna make a dollar bet. I'm saying, technically, they'll always be called twins, and I understand that, but I'm saying, technically, and I don't know.
By the book.
They're not twins, because it was two separate sperm. What if she slept with two different dudes? Now, think how bad that would be. Right? One dude was an albino, one dude was a black guy. Like, there's no way you're lying your way out of this. Because these kids, you know what I mean? You're like, hey, man.
It's like a burning building. You know what I mean? Like, the kids are trying to run the hell out of there. the firemen are trying to run in.
Right.
Let me get in there.
Should also be noted that she is the 14th in history where this has happened, where she is conceived as another child while pregnant.
Sure, that they know of.
Ah, that's fair.
Okay, now wait. Someone here, and I don't know, it just says identical twin, one egg, one sperm. Fraternal twins, two eggs, two sperm, but same pregnancy. Mm-hmm, so I guess technically I got I don't know. I'm still saying that. I will do
the research and I will come to you guys on Friday.
You're going to have a strange Google search.
Yes, I am. A man in Minnesota pulled a gun on a Domino's employee for putting the wrong toppings on his pizza.
Jesus. Oh, that's a good reason.
Calm down.
How bad of a day are you having?
Wait. He didn't put the wrong toppings on. Okay, so the guy said, I want a pepperoni and sausage. You like that, too.
All right. I love pep and sauce. Okay.
But I don't want that on the pizza. I want it cooked like it was on the pizza, but I want it on the side. And the guy said, we can't do that. And he freaked the hell out. He said, I want a pepperoni and sausage pizza, but I want all the toppings on the side cooked. And the guy said, that's impossible. We don't do that. And the guy lost his mind. Good Obviously, Lord. He didn't have one in the first place to make that request.
Right.
So this wasn't even the wrong toppings. This was how he liked his pizza cooked, which was the toppings cooked on the side.
Yet again, grab your DiGiorno, take all the stuff off, put it in the oven, see how easy it is, and then just have it yourself.
I guess so.
That makes more sense. That's a strange
one. The hell, dude? A man in Indonesia almost married the wrong woman when Google Maps led him to the wrong wedding.
Oh, damn.
He never had met her?
Right? I don't know.
It seems like once you got there, you'd be like, oh, who is
this? That's right. What the hell?
Where's my dad?
I don't recognize any of these people.
Right.
By the way, real quick, as far as twins, apparently I am wrong.
Uh-oh.
They would be fraternal twins. Somebody starts with, you guys are dumb. We know that. But apparently, anyway, they are fraternal twins.
All right.
Mike, I was using you as my muse for this theory that
correct.
We keep having. And I said...
And I don't think that you could find a mm-hmm. Well, that's what I wanted to say, is that... I think you could... Never mind. Move on.
But I said you make an ugly woman. Someone here says, well, who would be the prettiest woman out of the men at the men's room? Oh, and they say, I say... Any guesses?
Miles.
Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thanks. You're an attractive woman, Miles.
Thank you.
And your voice is what really gets us going. Yeah. Thank you. your eyes are beautiful. Thanks.
Steve's got all the hot women in his family. Not, you know...
I look like Wendy Williams.
I'm not going to comment on my family, but I know for a fact that, like, what, Miss Universe?
No, we're saying in current condition, you would make the hottest chicken here.
Yeah. I know that. I'm just saying.
I know that.
The DNA of the room seems...
She's confident. She's confident, too.
Steve's family. I know. Steve's family has better-looking women than ours, Dad. That's all I'm going to say. No offense to any of our family members.
Oh, man.
Your ugly families? I know.
Yeah. Well, my family's not Miss America.
Miss USA.
Miss USA.
Mm-hmm. There's a family in San Francisco hiring three nannies for their two kids at $100,000 each a year.
I will take the job.
Wow. Right?
I'll just watch Netflix on my phone and be like, shut up!
And they're also the person who's like going to work and talking to friends like, parenting is challenging.
Right.
You know, I don't have very
much. We had
much
to hire three nannies.
Right. And now I cut down my personal trainer to only 4 days a week.
You mean that type of person where their kids are accessory?
Oh, God, yeah. And you know when you meet, most parents are not that way, but you definitely know the parents are like, do you even know your child's name?
Right. Goodness gracious. There's a company looking to hire an MLB food tester to eat hot dogs and watch baseball.
That's called people at baseball games.
Right.
We actually
sounds like a good deal.
We give you money and go there to do that.
Right.
Why are you going
take
to
take a survey?
Right.
Time out, though. Isn't a hot dog at a baseball game maybe the worst thing on the menu you can order? I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. It's just like they don't do it's the standard. If you went and bought the worst wieners in the grocery store,
you really
that's
do.
Basically what they taste like.
But I think their hot dogs taste better than any hot dog I make at home.
I think it's situational.
Maybe it's just because I'm at the game.
And you got to get the specific hot dog. Because a lot of times they'll sell hot dogs that are just kind of like you get at home.
Right.
But if you go to like a Mariners game and get like the Mariners dog. Like
that's
it's bigger,
good.
It's plumper.
Okay.
Right.
It's like the Dodger dog is
all
famous.
Right.
But if you get the Baltimore was Frank.
I'm
talking about the guy walking down the aisle. That's just a standard.
But again, why are you paying someone to do this when thousands of people will show up and give you money? And like you said, just do a survey.
And I don't mind eating hot dogs at other sporting events, but I feel like
baseball
is
specific for same with a bag of peanuts.
Yet still doesn't make its way to the song. Only the peanuts and Cracker Jack.
You're right, it doesn't.
Yeah.
We need to rewrite that son of a bitch.
We're going
to
rewrite it.
Give me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks and a hot dog.
Quarter pound big bite, I'll never be back.
Curly fries.
You know what, guys?
Shishka berries.
Let's test your knowledge here. I've actually got a sheet here that gives me five random statements, and you guys tell me whether they are true or false.
Okay. All right.
Movie trailers used to be shown after the movie.
True.
True.
Yes, true.
All three say true, and that is indeed true. Well done.
All right.
That's why they're called trailers, because they trailed the movie, but people used to leave, so theaters eventually decided to run them before the movie instead.
And that's how they get you, because apparently, I don't know. Look, people would leave. Maybe people leave because you show like 25 minutes of trailer.
Right.
Before the freaking movie, man.
I've also never seen a bad movie with a blooper reel at the end of the credits.
Agreed.
True. So if the movie, like, what was the last one I saw? It was the Vegas movie. The Hangover. That was the last one that I saw that actually had a blooper reel at the end, like where they showed the pictures and when they were with the monkey and all the stuff. That's awesome.
Why don't they do that in movies like The Godfather, right? Because or like The Deer Hunter. These are heavy ass movies. Everyone's feeling bad, but then at the end, like, watch Robert De Niro when he slipped on soap.
I remember when the Pixar movies would make blooper reels.
Yeah.
Those were great.
And they were hilarious.
The blooper reel at the end of Black Swan. That was impressive.
It was fantastic.
Exactly.
Number two, the M's in M&M's.
Most people turned it off at the end of the movie. And it was kind of a depressing movie.
The blooper reel. Black Swan. Oh, yeah.
The M's in M&M's are the initials of the two guys who started the company. True or false?
True.
True. Miles?
I'll say true.
True. Ted?
I'll say false.
Says false. It is actually true. Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, together they formed the company called M&M's Limited.
We just didn't know Bruce Murray.
That's right. 1941 started selling M&M's. Forrest's dad started the Mars Candy Company, and Bruce's dad was the president of Hershey's.
That wasn't Mars a Tacoma thing someone was telling us? Did I not hear that correctly?
We got something.
That might be another correct.
That's why does no one know Murray? Did they ever put out a Murray bar and it didn't stick?
I think they did, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. How bad do you, like, if I'm Mars, oh, my dude, people are still eating Mars bars.
It's dry toast.
The Murray bar.
It's a dry piece of white bread.
With locks.
Test your knowledge here. Number three, there are only five total ingredients in a McRib sandwich at McDonald's.
There's no way that is possible.
That is true.
No way.
I mean, are you talking about, like, probably the McRib, the roll?
Quote, there are only five total ingredients in a McRib sandwich at McDonald's.
You're not wrong.
The rib, the roll, the pickle,
and
the onion,
and the barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but that's the McRib, I would imagine.
It's a pork patty. So that's one ingredient, pork patty, which is same as a hot dog. What's the ingredients? It's a hot dog. It's a pork hot dog. So you don't know where it's coming
from. Nitrates.
The answer is... There's actually about 70 ingredients.
Yeah.
That is false.
Oh, yeah, that's false.
34 of those are in the bun. So here's
think
the thing.
About it, because we call it bread.
Right.
34 this ingredients.
Thing
in
is
this
manufactured
bun.
In a lab somewhere.
Actually, you know what? H&S Bakery. All right. And this bakery is located in Baltimore. And the guy that runs it, Patarakis, I think is his name. Anyway, whatever. He scored big in the 60s or early 70s. And this guy, he died a multi-billionaire. Because he got one contract, and that contract was with McDonald's, and he made all of the buns for every McDonald's east of the Mississippi.
Dang.
His one factory. I mean, and this guy, because you could barely find his bread in stores, right?
But you can. Like, they bought him out.
Because he's like, it doesn't matter to me, because McDonald's, that guy made money hand over fist.
Goodness
but
gracious.
Apparently uses a lot of ingredients in that bread.
Mm-hmm. True or false, emperor penguins can hold their breath for 20 minutes.
I'll say yes, true.
Yeah, true.
Dead
false.
It is true. They eat squid and other things that live deep underwater, so they have to be able to dive down more than 1,500 feet when they hunt.
Can you imagine that being 1,500 feet down, scuba diving, and all of a sudden a penguin rolls up, and you're like, dude, what are you doing here? Like, I decompressed for like a half an hour to get here.
Can you imagine being a creature that lives on land, but to eat, you got to go 1,500 feet under the surface of the frozen ass.
You know, there's nothing neat up there.
I know.
And,
move.
And finally, true or false, the dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was actually a female.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
true.
It is indeed true. Her real name was Terry. Her breakout role was with Shirley Temple as a dog named Rags in the 1934 movie Bright Eyes. The Wizard of Oz came out 5 years later in 1939.
Did she do anything besides Rags and Toto?
I'm not positive.
That sounds like a bad cop movie.
But I
Rags
figured once,
and Toto.
Once you're a dog star, then you're gonna do a handful of movies.
Limited roles, yeah.
That's true.
Gotta get those TV roles like Moose.
Yeah, tied out for Gone with the Wind, but we're gonna go with Cary Grant.
Renton Tin was in the Army.
Damn. A woman selling a handcrafted knickknack on Etsy got a comment that pointed out an embarrassing truth.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to get tested on the line for profile this. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?